bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom farts on Oske, monkeypox, and Floyd calls. We'll have that coming up right after this.
An exciting new mini-series.
And over there is the hors d'oeuvre table and wet bar, and I probably shouldn't say this, Tom, but make yourself at home.
Hey, thanks. Hey, wait till you hear these new jokes. They're great. I wrote them.
Boy, I'd love to, but listen, I've got all these guests to
take. Did you hear about the championship bout coming up?
No.
Yeah, Mike Tyson versus Valerie Bertinelli. To tell you the truth, I've never seen her box, but I bet you Eddie Van Halen could
tell that's great. Listen, I've got to run.
Hey, okay? Wait. Hey, look. Everybody. Yeah, must have been all that corn I had last night. Oh, wait. Hey, anybody got a Minolta?
Tom, get out of there!
The miniseries that's not afraid to tell the whole shocking truth. The life of Tom Griswold at parties.
Now, I know I shouldn't do this, but Tom, I'd like you to meet our guest of honor, Mother Teresa.
It's very nice to meet you, Mama.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Mother, I know you work in a lot of underdeveloped countries, but I want to ask you something. Does this look underdeveloped to you? Bet you don't have pythons this size in India.
The life of Tom Griswold at parties. Coming soon.
Warning to viewers. Parental discretion advised.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk. And now here's Tom.
Thank you very much, Chick.
The man who evidently, and he's going to deny this, and he's probably going to get upset, but I do not care.
Okay. Yes.
He farted on one of our co-workers in the green room.
Oh,
the person that told us this is a liar.
He's done a lot. Why would he make it up? He said he was bending over in our
refrigerator
for something, and Tom walked over.
Let's just say this person didn't fail to mention anything.
Poised his ass crack over his head.
A complete
farted.
So what actually happened? In your eyes, what happened?
I was at the coffee machine making coffee. There was a noise emitting from the machine, which he mistook for a wet, moist episode of Flash.
Is that right?
Could we move on, please? We have a lot to get to here.
P.U.
Including, is today the day that we're doing the burgers? Do we know
what's
happening? No, it's not. I've just been given the signal. No, it's not happening today.
Okay.
We'll move on. Christy Lee is at the news desk. Christy, what's going on over there?
A leading advisor to the World Health Organization is saying that the outbreak of monkeypox in developed countries appears to have been caused by sexual activity at two recent raves held in Spain and Belgium.
A rave? With monkeys?
No, they weren't really with monkeys. They were with people, but monkeypox.
Have you seen the pictures of this?
Yeah, it's awful.
This is really scary.
Previously, but if you've had a smallpox vaccine, and most of us have as little kids, you'll be okay. Don't worry. Unless you're having sex with somebody we don't know about.
Or a monkey.
Monkeypox.
I mean, is that the original source of this? Someone was...
Dr. David Heyman said we now know
that monkeypox. I have a joke, but I've been told not to tell those kind anymore.
Monkeypox can spread where there is close contact with the lesions of someone who's infected, and it looks like sexual contact has now amplified that in transmission.
I heard Cheetah was patient zero.
Oh, boy.
To date, the WHO has recorded more than 90 cases of monkeypox in a dozen countries, including Canada, Spain, Israel, France, Switzerland, the United States, and Australia. U.S. officials said Monday they knew of one confirmed case in the state of Massachusetts, 4 probable cases, 2 in Utah, 1 in Florida, 1 in New York City. All were men who had traveled outside the United States.
Well, the good part about this is if we go into lockdown again, we're familiar with it. So,
yeah.
It's nothing
we're
new.
We're not going to go into lockdown.
That's what I heard.
I think we might have to for the monkeypox.
Lockdown, where do you get it from?
Where do you get them, Tom?
Jumping on the bed.
Oh, yeah. One falls off and bumps their head.
I like just bumped your head.
Mama called the doctor.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
And the doctor said, no.
Grandma's dead.
No.
Monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
Killed her.
Grandma. So
how about this? Monkeypox.
Face slid off.
You'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old monkeypox.
Oh, a little Rocky Top?
Oh.
I can't believe you didn't write that song.
Well, so what they're saying, though, is that this is from a rave.
Yeah, sexual activity at a rave.
Wow. Nothing like dirty sex to give raves a bad name. I thought the music was bad enough. Now this plague descending upon us from bad sex at a rave in Europe.
Hardcore makeout sesh to some dead mouse.
What's the last rave you attended?
Decadence, which is a concert in Colorado in 2015.
No kidding.
Yeah, me and my buddy Eric went.
Did you kiss anyone you shouldn't have? Or anything?
I might have gotten some smooches in there.
I thought raves were just like underground, like pop-ups. They weren't.
They certainly used to be
promoted.
The one I went to was called Church, and it happened on a Sunday morning at like 8 a.m.
Cool. Well, that's fun.
And it was in this ancient church in England. And wow. Boy. I'm like being hammered at 9 a.m.
There's nothing worse than being hung over at 2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. That was a rough one.
So there's a guy up there with a computer.
Yeah, man.
Touching buttons.
People dancing. And
throwing his arms in the air.
It was cool.
It's not just a computer. There's turntables. There's a sequencer.
Oh, I was 20? Boy,
DJ work is hard stuff.
No live musicians. Yeah, it's great.
No, there's a real talent to it.
Very entertaining. Now dirty sex getting this all monkey.
It's an art.
Dirty sex getting his monkey pop. Thanks, rave. Thanks, bad music. And
oh, my God.
There wasn't an Allman Brother in sight, Willie.
I remember a day when you used to DJ, my friend.
Yeah, but I didn't just get up with a computer throwing my arm around like
I
was doing something.
Do you know the first thing I got to town, some guy walked up to me and goes, are you going to be working for the Bob and Tom Show? I go, yeah. You know, he says, you know, Tom DJed my high school reunion.
How about that?
Is that true?
Well, yeah, very nice.
There you go. Huh? You had the turntables and everything.
Turntables, yeah. It was the real thing. Yeah.
Ace, you have a question?
Wait a minute.
No,
phone's ringing.
No, you
phone's
can't
ringing.
Accommodate it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
I've enjoyed your Almond Brothers program.
Oh, hey, thank you. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Right? Thanks, Floyd.
Oh, it's amazing what they can do when they put the minds to it.
Sure is.
Well, they can certainly jam.
Everybody there getting ready for a big Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, sir. Mm.
Well, Big D and I probably won't get it much celebrating on account of a bursitis flared up again.
Oh, no, yeah.
And as always, about this time of year, my hemorrhoids start rearing ugly heads.
Why's that?
Well, it means we've only got 3 more weeks till summer.
Yes, I see.
You know, just yesterday I was talking to the boys down at Mr. Fuel over a plate of liver and onions.
Oh,
they always serve it with baby carrots. That reminds me, Doc said to keep your cholesterol from spiking, try to avoid foods with baby in the name, like baby carrots, baby corn, baby back ribs. He said, Floyd, just don't eat anything with baby in it. He said, you got any questions? I said, yes, sir. Do you reckon that's why Patrick Swayze died so young?
Oh! Floyd!
Jennifer Gray's name was baby.
My buddy Jack's going on and on about the story he read in the Long Haul Circle. They're going to start having self-driving semis take over for us truckers. I said, it'll be a cold day in hell before I give up my Peterbilt to some robot you have to plug in.
Yeah.
Of course, I had to ask, when all the trucks are controlled by computers, what are these lot lizards aiming to do with it? They're going to have to learn how to service computers, I reckon.
Yeah,
right.
Sounds like an easy way to get the tongue electrocuted.
Wait a minute. Yeah?
Like we always say on the road, you can teach a whole lot of things, but computers ain't one of them.
Oh, you say that a lot.
The old bromide.
Boy, this inflation is something else. Even has the price of Cypress mulch climbing through the roof, don't it?
Oh, it sure does. Yeah, boy.
It's horrible. If I was you, I'd hate to sound like Warren Buffett, but I'd invest in pea gravel.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Just make sure it's not baby pea gravel.
Very helpful.
Yeah, got a point.
It is helpful.
What it is, I don't know.
Thank you, Floyd. I have no idea. I certainly appreciate it.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Monkeypox out there, it's scary. You've seen the pictures of it, it's really
Yes,
really
I don't
gross.
Want to look at those Very lesions. Bad. They're awful. Most of them are in the genital area, too, so...
God. And it's apparently from wild sex at a European white...
I don't think anyone
rave.
Said wild
Nobody,
sex.
I don't think it needs to be wild.
Sex is wild already.
Is it already?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, really? At the Godwin household?
It's always wild? Been wild, yeah.
Well, now, I know that...
Debate about the process.
I know that some of you may have forgotten, but... Ace had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He couldn't get in.
No, I just wanted to know, back to the dancing thing. What are they called, the ones where you have headphones on and no audible music is...
Oh, the silent disco?
Okay. Silent disco.
Yeah, you'll just see people and they're all listening right. to the same thing, but you
what
can walk...
What is the point of that?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun. Everybody...
If you can do it at 2 in the morning at a house.
Yeah, if you're wearing headphones, you're having a good time. And
okay.
If you're not wearing headphones, you're not welcome. There you go.
Well, I'm just saying that if this has emerged from a rave in Europe, so now the rave phenomenon has given us terrible music and monkeypox.
Well,
thanks a lot.
That's your opinion. Some people like that music.
Chinese get in trouble for eating bats. Now we've got these guys screwing monkeys, and all of a sudden
Chinese
we're...
Chinese did not eat bats.
I think the jury's still out on that. The only one who believes it's Josh.
No, I don't believe the bat thing at all.
I don't believe the bat thing either.
Like, whoops, we dropped that. Well, go ahead and release it to the world. If our economy's crashing, so is the rest of the planet. You know it.
That's a little bit more insidious, but...
exactly.
Okay.
We keep getting so close to having fun. I mean, we're right on the cusp.
We are, and
we're
then somebody gets
so
mad.
Close.
So anyways, have safe sex if you're going to a rave.
Well, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
When's the last time you wore a condom?
Never?
I'm guessing...
He asked you a question.
I'm guessing early 70s in the village.
No, there was a little gap early 2000s. There was a while in the early 2000s.
Why don't you just go feed the dog? I bet he's never worn one.
I bet
that's
he
what
has.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
We used to put them on our fingers when I worked at the restaurant.
Yep.
He hasn't worn one.
If you cut your finger, they have these little condoms you'd put on
them. Well, they're not actually condoms.
No, they're not condoms. They're little rubber tips.
Well, Sadly, there were a couple guys that took some home, and I always thought, boy, that's sad. I'm sorry. Back to you,
Christian.
You need to watch the Stephen Graham movie. It's out there on the page. I forget the name of it, but he plays a guy who runs a restaurant. I think you'd really like it.
Okay,
thank you. I'll give you the time.
They have condoms. One of the number one movies out there, or documentaries right now on Netflix, is a little Netflix documentary called Our Father. And that leads me to a story.
No condoms there.
No condoms there. This is a story about a fertility doctor who apparently impregnated people without their consent. Now he has hundreds of children running around.
He would use his own seed?
Yes, he would.
What's the problem? He wanted to get pregnant.
Oh, my God, Josh. Well, you could give them the option and tell them that's what they were doing.
I haven't seen this. So would,
I have.
Did the women assume that they were getting the seeds of their male partners?
They either assumed they were getting the seed from their male partners or a donor that, you know, they went to a website right. and selected
How did they find out that they were all
from DNA
him?
Testing. One girl.
By seed, do you guys mean semen and sperm?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
We mean your love juice there.
Yeah. I've got...
Not rhythm. I've got...
And one girl started finding out that she was related to all these people. I have a half-sister where and a half-brother where. And
yeah.
We're up to 94 and counting at the last... At
he's
the
23
end of the
and me. Just call them tattletales and us.
Well, that brings me to this
one. Just rats.
No, that... So, I'm sorry. What's the name of the documentary?
It's called Our Father.
It's fascinating.
What, it's fascinating.
What...
Netflix.
Features my fabulous little town very nicely.
Netflix? Okay.
Yeah. But, and our good friend Angela Gannot did a really great reporting job on this story. But it leads me to a story out of Canada where a man's quest to find his biological father led to an interesting surprise. Mr. Jonathan Solomon received his DNA results back in 2020. He then began searching for his biological dad. He got in touch with one of his DNA matches who provided him with detailed knowledge of the family tree. Based on that, Solomon contacted the man he thought might be his biological father.
So bored.
And it was confirmed through a paternity test that this guy was Mr. Solomon, you know, was his dad.
Sure.
Roger Arsenault had worked together with Mr. Solomon for years.
Oh, Arsenault, not Arsenio.
Not Arsenio.
So I'm sorry. So the point of the story is this guy
knew the guy the whole time.
This guy that was his dad, he worked with him for years.
Yes, he apparently Mr. Solomon was the security guard at a mall where his father ran a store. Since reconnecting, the two have taken on a supporting role. The man has taken on a supporting role in his life.
Hated it. What's wrong, Josh? That's kind of a sweet story.
Sweet story.
I mean, that story could have been told in 10 seconds. One sentence.
Dear Bob and Tom.
Just a second here.
It's not Christie's fault.
Oh, we're still going with this story?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, this guy obviously
he's got
hung out with him for a long time in his scrotum there for
sure.
many years before finally emerging.
Wouldn't that be wild, though? Did you find out?
Well, wasn't there one in England a couple years ago where this couple was about to get married?
Yes.
They found out they were brother and sister.
That's the real big concern with this latest documentary. And they said if you've had any contact with this particular doctor, you should definitely get a DNA test.
So you'll have some kids with webbed feet. They'll be on the swim team. It'll be fine.
You're going to marry your half-sister, huh?
Wait a minute.
What crawled up his...
No. He's looking on the bright side.
Lemonade, my friends.
Dear Bob and Tom, I got the single for Sugar Sugar off the back of a Cap'n Crunch box in the late 60s.
Wow.
It was my very first record, and it still brings back great memories.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
You know what the flip side of this is?
What's that?
What's the flip side?
Splenda, Splenda. It's kind of a contemporary.
Oh, Splenda, dude.
Equal.
No, diabetes.
Wouldn't it be Spice Spice?
I'm not sure.
Oh, sugar and spice
and everything.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this thing in Canada, this guy turns out his dad,
he had been working with his dad the whole time. Didn't know it.
Ironically, they worked at that place in the mall called Things Remembered.
Yeah.
Huh. You ever go in there?
Sure.
I went in there and said, hey, I can remember where I parked my car. He couldn't help me.
Oh,
well, that's a lie.
Somebody call BBB.
No, but he didn't forget the guy was his father.
He didn't know it.
Yeah, but his father forgot his... Never mind.
The joke falls apart.
Like cardboard in the rain.
Am I going to get what were you thinking?
Well, you might be. Hey, welcome back. to my new show, What Were You Thinking? This is where I talk to cast members and ask them when they...
What was I thinking when I did that story?
Blurt out, yeah, why do I need me? Here's Christy. Go ahead.
Well, it was a nice promotion for a great documentary that I thought was important.
These DNA things are super interesting.
Yeah, they are.
A friend of mine found her biological parents through 23andMe, essentially.
Did they want to be found?
Yeah, see...
It's a very, very complicated story, yeah. But in the end, yes.
After they stopped crying and were horrified?
It was really complicated involving sealed adoption records. And
imagine all the people that are walking around out there that think their dad's their dad.
Ignorance gives bliss in many cases.
True. That's true.
Could you imagine?
Especially our generation.
Would that change anything if the man that raised you is not your biological father? My dad was adopted
and it didn't at all.
Yeah, what would that change?
People just want to know. They're also especially important when it comes to health records.
Didn't your father look at you many times and utter or mumble, there's no way that guy's my kid? Didn't he say that?
Now look at it this way.
Okay.
Here's the order of my sister Jan, then my brother Jim, brother John.
And you.
And I'm Tom, so that's JJJT. My little girl Finn the other day goes, Daddy, how come it's JJJT? Were you adopted?
What the hell?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.